Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, everybody, give God a shout. Bless the Lord at all times. Let his praise continue to be in your mouth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Come on, everybody, shout glory. Hallelujah. Whatever you're trusting God for, right now, just shout glory. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm so excited, everyone. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we claim victory right now and deliver us from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, incantations, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that Jesus Christ is victorious to the power of his life and against all the walls of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers and forces of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim our victory and say through this our salvation and the shed blood of these things now. We declare right now, according to Joel 22, verse 27 to 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, everybody, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the shout, everyone. I'm your host, Prophet T. Chantel Manny. I thank God for everyone that's here today on this beautiful Thursday. Though it's been raining here, it's still beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. That God has showered on us this day. Amen. And I just thank God for the blessing. I thank God for favor. I thank God for new mercy and new grace. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God because he's counted us worthy to be here another day in the land of the living. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. Amen. We thank you for the God that you've kept us, oh God. We thank you for the God calling us in our lifeline, oh God, that we know who we are and whose we are. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, y'all, and shout. Come on, open up your mouth and shout today, sister, kind of give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. I just want to shout thank you to God for giving me a good day, a good day. My little boy was a little out of control, but nothing like he was yesterday. I don't know, something must be going on at the school because he's fine in the morning, but when I go to pick him up, he's in all kind of distress. But I'm sure his parents will work on it and get with the doctors and see what they can do. But I just want to thank God for a blessed day in traveling, because we have to go all the way to Humble to take him and go out there to pick him up, and the traffic was horrendous, but luckily I don't drive. So I just feel blessed that we had a blessed day in spite of.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Sister Connie, we thank God for you. I pray God will increase your strength. Amen. And peace be sealed in the name of Jesus Christ of God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we know you know all about it, God. So we pray that you would divinely intervene concerning the child of God in the name of Jesus Christ and turn it all around for his good. Amen. And those that love him are concerned about it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together and we're saved. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Come on, let's shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, sister. Cousin Dendigale, go ahead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
I pray that everyone have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. God bless you, Sister Connie, and all your endeavors with your children and your special, special child. Just hang on in there. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Jesus.
You'll look back and say, oh, we made it through. We made it over. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
My prayers are with all of you. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. I love you.
Amen.
I praise God for
you.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Said you'll look over this time and y'all both say we made it through. Never fall to come on. I believe it's Marvin said, I think you sing that song, I Made It Through. Hallelujah. When you make it through, and as I say, that gets us over that point, that mountain in our life, and then you look back over and say, I made it through, God, because of God, the strength of the Lord, hallelujah, that is within you, amen, that you're able to make it through, make it over those mountains, amen, that come into your life, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God. Come on, let's shout, give God our praise, glory to the shout, glory, hallelujah, come on, Sister Jenna, give God our praise, glory to the shout, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you. I'm, again, looking out the window at the Lord's work. It's a beautiful day, even though it's raining, it's beautiful. I just like to thank him for waking me up this morning one more time. Close me
Amen.
In my right mind. Stand up, I see you praise him, thank you. I'm truly grateful, 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 grateful. And I'm grateful that my family's doing fine, and I'm just grateful today. Just thank you,
Amen.
Lord, for being you. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for my sins so I can get it right one more
Jesus.
Day. Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, God. Lord. We thank you. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. It's you that's kept us. It's you that's prayed us. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for moving on my behalf, Lord God, saving us, sending your son to save us. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Come on, Sister Dorita Jones, give God our praise. Glory and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for waking me this morning. Let me see a brand new day. And the sun is shining so bright outside, but it's S-O-N and shining my heart. And I thank the Lord.
Amen.
I want you to pray for my boys. They're on the highway and airways. They're going to stand on the banks of Jordan to see their auntie go home. And I want you all to pray for them that they have a safe trip to and fro. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your protection. Lord, we pray, Lord God, for our children as she petitioned this day. We come into agreement with the Father God. We pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to go before and prepare the world, God. It should be their God and their river, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your protection. Amen. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for saving, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray to God and the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome everybody to the shout, our guests, everybody that's called in, those that are online listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you want to shout with us, press one. We want to hear your shout. We want to hear your praise, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, your testimony, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And if you're listening online, give us a call in at 845-277-9213. If you want to shout with us, we would love to hear your shout. Amen. Glory to God. Let us say, Father, we pray right now that you bless, touch, heal, and deliver, and change our lives from this day onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and warfare and to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, and release the grace so we can bless all in the power of your spirit, oh God, and to win, because great is you that's in us and he that's in the world. Amen. Let us, hallelujah, let us to be able to press on and to win in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father God, that this is done in Jesus Christ, by the name of Nazareth. Amen. Lord, we're trusting you, Father God, for a break. Breakthrough in our peace, breakthrough, oh God, in our strength, breakthrough in our finances, in our relationships, breakthrough in our healing, breakthrough in our deliverance, oh God. Let it take place right now, even as we come together, even while we're praying right now, oh God. Let it take place right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us go to a greater glory and altitude than you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Listen, in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You are your friend to stand before. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Don't lose hope. Some people, they'll tell you, I'm hopeless. I've lost hope. I don't have hope. They don't have hope in the next minute, the next hour, the next day, or even the next year. But keep hope alive. The Bible says in Lamentations 3:25, the Lord is good to those who hope in him, to those who seek him. See, hope is amazing, everyone. It can grow and thrive even in the bleakest circumstances in our lives. A prisoner of war suffers brutal abuse at the hands of his captors, you are, but they cannot break his spirit or rob him of the hope that one day he will be free again. Amen. See, it's hope that keeps us moving forward, always looking for a better day. Amen. Hope is God's gift. Hallelujah. See, thank him for it there by placing your hope in him, not in man or things or money, but your hope in the Lord our God. Amen. That created us. See, he is profound and faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 42:5-6 that, why are you downcast, oh my soul, why is so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. See, people hope in many things, money, possessions, other people, power, fame, and status, even their own strength. See, none of these things have the power to sustain hope. But God does, amen. See, money and possessions can be gone in a moment, but he will never change. See, people will fail you, but he will never let you down. Power, fame, and status are remarkably fragile. Even your own strength will one day be gone, but God will still be by your side. Place your hope in the one who made you, our creator, our sovereign God, almighty God above, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ from there. So keep your hope. Let your hope be in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is so important, you all, that we have hope, and our hope is in the right places, amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that we're blessed with the mind of Christ. As I decree and declare that we have the mind of Christ right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And as you bind your mind to the mind of Christ and not to this world, the world and things of possessions. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want you to know that we have the mind of Christ because we're in Christ and Christ is in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God, for your witness that you're never going to forsake us, and we thank you and we love you. Hallelujah for your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. We just thank God because we have the mind of Christ. See, it's only through Christ that we can know Christ and come to know Christ. When we make a decision to bind our mind to the things of God, amen, we bind our will to God, our mind to Christ, so that we operate according to Christ, amen, and not according to our own will and plan. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father God, that right now that you are with us, oh God. We thank you that even right now, because you've given us this, oh God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We bless everyone that's here. If you want to shout with us, I see we have new people that are coming in. Press 1, we'll open up the line for you so that you're able to shout with us today. We want to hear your shout, amen. If we got people that are coming in right now, press 1 and we'll bring you through, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, welcome, welcome, welcome. I do see we have some new people here on the shout. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Uncle John, we see that you're here on the shout. Hallelujah. If you want to shout with us, go ahead and press 1. Okay, I don't see you, Uncle Joey. I don't see you right there. Because you're one or not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You are. We have the mind of Christ. Have you ever thought of how wonderful it would be to think just like God? To understand and know to think just like God. I want you to know that you can bind yourself to the mind of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I see Uncle Joe. Let's see. I think you want to share a little something with us here on the shout. Let us know the shout today. We welcome you, Uncle Joe. Go ahead. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello. Hello. Good
evening.
Yes,
welcome to the show.
Welcome. I'm so glad to be here. I just finished talking with your husband. He told me, and then I said, okay, let me tune in because I know y'all haven't heard me in a while.
I'm just so glad to be here. Amen.
Okay.
We thank God for you.
Okay. You want me to touch up on a little bit of
song? Can we hear a little bit of that song?
Go ahead,
okay,
just
I'll
a shout.
You
can shout,
bit,
you can
okay.
sing, you can pray, you can praise, so whatever you want to
okay.
do.
Okay, I'll do a little bit of this song then.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going home on that morning train. Oh, I'm going home on that morning train. In the train, may be too late. I'm going home on that morning train. Oh, I'm going home on that morning train. Oh, I'm going home on that morning train. Evening train may be too late. I'm going home on that morning train. Oh, somebody left on that morning train. Oh, somebody left on that morning train. Evening train may be too late. Somebody left on that morning train. Oh, my mother left on that morning train. Oh, my mother left on that morning train. Evening train may be too late. My mother left on that morning train. Oh, I'm going home. I'm that morning train. Oh, I'm going home on that morning train. Evening train may be too late. I'm going home on that morning train. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. God bless you, God keep you, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We just thank God for you here on the show, Brother Joe, for blessing us with that song in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. God bless you, God keep you. We thank God, amen. I'm going home on the morning train, hallelujah, going on home to Jesus, hallelujah, going on because he's prepared a place for us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, God keep you here on the show, y'all. We just thank God for the opportunity to be able to be on here each and every day, Monday through Thursday, to be able to shout, giving God our praise, growing up, when you just come aside and just thanking God for all God has done, all he's doing, and what he's about to do, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and then walking in expectancy, amen, living a life, hallelujah, according to the word of God, knowing that there's a place for you, amen, that Jesus went to prepare a place for us, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, when you trust him, hallelujah, when you trust him right now, hallelujah, even when you can't trace him, when you trust him, when you believe him for the miracle, and I keep saying that because I keep hearing it, the Holy Spirit speaking to me that God is looking for those who will trust him for the miracle, amen, so you'll hear me saying this, amen, just trust and stay in that place right now, not with what man can do, but only what God can do, amen, see, God does the impossible, what seems to be impossible, what is impossible for man to do, amen, see, God can do the impossible, and the Bible says, the disciples said, who can do that, that's impossible, and then Jesus said that with man is impossible, but with God, all things are possible, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So whatever it is that you're dealing with or you're facing or what's to come, I want you to know that in Christ, in God, that everything can turn around just like that for you because God is able to do it. Man can't do it, but God can do it. Amen. If you just trust him and stay in that place, the Bible tells us that we're all safe. We cannot please God. Amen. See, this activates on you the resurrection power that's on the inside of you. You have to have faith. Faith is the key that unlocks the miracles. Faith is the key so that the resurrection power is on the inside can be activated. But when you have the faith, when you go to God in all true and honest, your whole heart and say, Lord, I'm having a hard time believing. Help me with my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Amen. That's what the man said in the Bible by his son when he went to Jesus. Because the first thing Jesus asked him was, he required you to believe in order for him to heal you. Amen. In order for him to deliver you from whatever that was plaguing your body or coming against your body. So you have to believe. He asked the man, he said, okay. He said, your disciples couldn't heal my son. He said, well, they were asking, how long had it been like this? And then he went on to say that, do you believe? And the father said, I believe, but help my unbelief. Amen. Will you be honest enough to go to God and say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you give it all over to God, when you trust him with it, when you trust him with everything that's concerning you, when you truly trust him, people don't say, I trust, but on the inside, see, God knows if you really trust him. God knows if you're after him with your things. We got to understand who we are. Sure, we got to understand we're talking about God, all powerful, all knowing God, the one creator that created us. Amen. That created everything that's in this world. There's nothing that we can hide from him. He knows all about you. Better yet, he knows you better than you know yourself. Amen. He knows what's going on in the inside of you. He knows what's to come, what's to happen when we get off this call today. And even while we're on the call right now, I just want you to get to the place where you trust God. I want you to live there. I want you to live in that place of believing and having faith in God. Don't move from that place. Live there. Stay there. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I invite other people to stay in that place with you, to stay in that place of faith, to stay in that place of believing and trusting God for everything because he is able to do all things. And don't get weary in the word. Amen. Just praise and worship him in the word. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. You are, we are blessed. We are blessed. We are so blessed. Whether you believe it or not, you are blessed. We are blessed with the mind of Christ. We're blessed, amen, that God gives us the opportunity. We have free will. We also can receive the will of God for our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to understand, have you ever thought, I said it earlier before Brother John came in, have you ever thought about how wonderful it would be to think just like God? See, I have a good news for you. You can win the Spirit of God that dwells within you. And we have the Spirit of God that's on the inside. Amen. You have the mind of Christ. It's given to you in your salvation package when you receive Christ. Amen. Very few are ever activated and used by it because every believer can. It's in you. Hallelujah. But when you believe it, it's your faith that activates it so that you can see. How many times have you leaned on your own understanding for solutions to problems before going to the Lord for his divine answers? I believe we all fall short of this, but we can change our ways and seek him for insight, solutions, knowledge, wisdom, and counsel right now in the name of Jesus Christ and understanding whenever we are in need of these things. All these blessings are available to us in the mind of Christ all the time. We simply need to access his mind by faith. By faith. Hallelujah. It all comes down to your faith. It all comes down to your belief. Amen. It all comes down to it. Amen. Nothing else. Not all your good works and how many times you said the prayer, how many times you did this, but your faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you all to know, you all, I want you to understand there's some things that you can do to cultivate the activation of the mind of Christ and the will within you. Believe that you are possessed, that you possess the mind of Christ within your new nature. And nurture the mind of Christ within you by the renewing of your mind through the word of God. Amen. Meditate on his word and you will discern the will and ways of God. When needed insight, solution, knowledge, wisdom, counsel, and understanding for situations in your life, inquire of the Lord by humbling yourself before him and requesting his response to prayer. Amen. Spend time with the Lord. Listen for him to share his heart with you and waiting on him with expectation for his divine insight. When you receive his insights, believe them and apply them. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible characters like Daniel and Joseph had divine intelligence. Hallelujah. Divine intelligence coming from Christ, coming from our Father above. See, they knew God's solutions for problems, and as a result, they affected their nation. And can you imagine what the world would be like if every Christian accessed the mind of Christ? I think the world would be a better place, don't you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we all had the mind of Christ and we activated by faith. Amen. Let us decree and declare right now before we go here on the show. I pray everyone has a blessed weekend. Amen. And meet us on Sunday at 10 a.m. service and our 2 p.m. service Central Standard Time. Let us decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we have the mind of Christ residing on our inner man. The mind of Christ lives big in us and is full of all the knowledge, wisdom, insights, understanding, and solutions that we need. Amen. We possess divine intelligence. We do not lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge God. God's ways are higher than our ways. Therefore, we humble ourselves before him and receive his understanding. Through the mind of Christ, we can access the knowledge of witty inventions. Amen. The mind of Christ reveals things to us that we need to know about in the future. Amen. The mind of Christ teaches us to make guided decisions daily. Amen. The mind of Christ grants us good memory and recall. Amen. We have the ability to attain knowledge. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that it is so. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will help us with our unbelief, oh God. We come believing, oh God, to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask that you increase our faith right now. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive great advice from you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen everyone that's on the line today. Amen. May you continue to walk according to the will of God. Amen. May each and every day that you renew your mind, set your mind on the things of God. Amen. Open up your Bible. Read a scripture. Amen. Pray. Even if you don't know how to pray, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you in prayer. Amen. And trust him to lead you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just thank you, Father God. Stand in place of being grateful. Just being grateful because God has already worked it out. But you just have to believe it for yourself. Will you believe it? Hallelujah. Will you believe it today? Hallelujah. God bless everyone here again. Have a wonderful weekend. Next weekend, you all, we will be having our show, bringing laughs, bringing comedy to all on next Saturday, June 12th, June 13th. Amen. If you're here in Houston or surrounding areas, please join us. Come on in. Come on. Come on out and have a good time. And this month of June, we have a convocation. I'll be affirmed in the office of an apostle June 27th. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Elevation. God has elevated me in ministry. So I just thank God for elevation. Amen. And just pray God's strength. God will continue to strengthen me to carry out the assignment that God has for me and for my life and for your life as well. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I hope all will be able to be in attendance to see such a glorious occasion that will be happening in my life, an event, I should say, of elevation. Amen. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you all to be that all God intended for you to be. I bless you all to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. Amen. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we come together that we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Oh, God, keep you. Hallelujah. Remember yourself coming from the Lord. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing for him. the glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Where?